This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce had just about had it with the Congress of the United States. In an open letter, ostensibly to all lawmakers, but one can read between the lines here, Chamber CEO Tom Donahue said, in essence, y'all have got to get something done. Something being fixing healthcare, getting tax reform going, and a real infrastructure program as well. And Donahue wrote, a year from now, the chamber is going to be evaluating candidates based on their support for, and this is another quote, the free enterprise system. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports on the odd situation the usually GOP-friendly chamber finds itself in.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is among the most powerful lobbying groups in the country. Kurt Bolu is senior counsel for Bracewell & Giuliani, a conservative lobbying firm. The chamber has 3 million members, but Bolu says that's just the start.
The chamber represents so many businesses, and those businesses employ a lot of people, and then those businesses also serve a lot of customers.
A Republican government would seem to be an ideal partner for the chamber's pro-business MO, but given the recent uphill battle over health care and the protectionist leanings of some Republicans, the chamber delivered a clear message.
We have to get to tax reform. This is not an optional discussion.
Neil Bradley is chief policy officer at the Chamber of Commerce. He says the chamber's letter also hinted at consequences for politicians who might try to hold up the process.
Frankly, it was a reminder, to elected officials about what's at stake here. This isn't an optional exercise.
Translation, anyone who doesn't fall in line on tax reform will incur a cost.
This letter is really setting the stage for the 2018 cycle.
Alyssa Katz is the author of a book about the chamber called The Influence Machine. She says the chamber carries a war chest of cash to spend on congressional elections.
And the chamber is ready, willing, and able to throw up a wall of attack ads against any member of Congress it deems to be insufficiently supportive of its agenda.
Katz points out in recent years, the chamber has spent money to defeat Freedom Caucus Republicans they view as obstructionists. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.